miserable.
This is KAOS. You and I are listening to Chaos in Los Angeles. Let's go to the telephones now and take a request.
KXLU, Los Angeles.
The Fun Lover. 11-7
KCBQ. You hear radio waves in your head.
Stereo signal 102.6
CKJM Montreal.
You're hearing things
on AFWB Channel 98.
Welcome everyone to Lord Tim Presents Hudson's Theatre of the Mind on KLCX 102.3 FM, the classic rock station of the Desert Riviera.
And one black silk suit, one pair of 501s, one pair of black piné boots, Beetle boots to you Americans. And he wore his hair kind of shaggy, long at the rear, romantic-looking page boy. And his sideburns were present, not heavy, but were still present. And they made a statement at that time. Jazz was the big thing at the beginning of the 60s. All along the old King's Road, SW3 London, right down old West End London town, Wardour. Ronnie Scott's was the innest of the inn. It was my world. Modern jazz. It was Mingus, it was Coltrane, it was Miles, it was Jimmy, it was Roland Kirk. This was all part of being hip, man. Hip and aware of what was going on in the early 60s, pre-Stones, pre-Beatles. One of the big events of the summer season in London was the National Jazz Festival. Sort of a summer event. It was Richmond. It was way back in 62. It was August the month. There were trad-jad people. There were like Ackerbilk, Long John Baldry, the Hoochie Coochie Men, the Petit Fleur, Chris Barber, and old Humphrey Littleton, I mentioned him before, and Tubby Hayes Quintet. Admission was 10 bob, 50 cents. It was Sunday. The evening performance, the event, was the 11th. Ladies and gentlemen, may I take this opportunity to introduce the Rolling Stones.